Hey, everybody. It's the Drive School Podcast. I am Pastor Goodman, your host, and my good friend, Pastor Matt Richard, is back. How are you?
It's good to see you, Harrison. Just, you can tell, just getting over a cold. So I sound a little bit more octave, right?
It's always actually a good thing for the voice. Right. It helped me actually to hear myself with a cold because I hate how I sound any other time. And so I was like, yeah, I should be sick more often.
Yeah, I got a nice radio voice, but no, I'm feeling fine. I went for a run this morning, which was nice. Good, just sound kind of terrible. So yeah,
sounds good. So we were talking beforehand. I love sort of ripping apart what Jesus would say about things today. And you threw out a curveball that we haven't really done here this way before. What would Jesus say about AI?
Yeah. So we should ask ChatGTP. What does Jesus think of you? Oh, we should have done that before we went online here. So AI has been just absolutely everywhere. And I've actually used the ChatGTP quite a bit as just kind of a search engine to kind of flush out language and so forth. And then the newest thing is I found that Bing has this ability where you can create images. And so one of my parishioners created a minion serving communion and sent it to me because I always say that I'm a sacramental minion. So she actually had one of those minions from Despicable Me, and he's serving communion, and it's just hilarious. And I went in there, you just type in the stuff and hit print, and it generates these photos. It's just amazing.
Like right there?
Boom. It's like this beautiful photo. And I'm looking at a photo of St. Paul right now that I had holding an anchor because we have St. Paul's Lutheran Church and anchor. But anyway, so what would Jesus say about AI? Boy, I think we're going to have a lot of people trying to go on this pendulum back and forth. Is AI evil or is AI, you know, righteous and good? And so this pendulum back and forth. And I think the place to go would be like Mark chapter 7, which Jesus talks about what defiles. And he says, it's not what goes into the mouth, but what comes out. And he says at the very heart of it, from within the heart, he says, from the human heart, evil intentions come forth, fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, and so forth. And so as we were talking beforehand, you know, you can take, you know, a scalpel, right, or a knife, and that scalpel knife can be used in the hands of a surgeon to perform a life-giving surgery to heal somebody. But it can also be used, heaven forbid, in an abortion to take a life. We can look at a knife as well in the hands of a chef to create a wonderful meal to bless people that are eating at the restaurant. And that same knife could be used to enact a crime, to steal a purse, or to take a human life. And so it's not necessarily the object, it's the human heart, what the human heart does with that object.
And a lot of ways it's vocational too. I've talked about the scalpel thing before too, and sort of taught it this way. What if I were to drug you, take off all of your clothes, and then cut you open with something really, really sharp? Would that be a good day or a bad day? And like you immediately jump to, well, this is horrible, and that's obviously sinful. And then you say, well, but if you're a surgeon, all of a sudden this is good and life-giving. Now these tools are actually being used for good. It's not the goodness or evilness of the tool, but the way that God would employ it. Then we get to say that these are just things, which is also good because we sort of take AI, and because it's so futuristic, we tend to push it forward a little bit more. And our first thing is, well, like, will it ever get to the point where it's sentient enough that we have to ask if it's a person? And it's not there yet. It makes six-fingered minions making communion right now. Let's keep it where it's at. nobody here is falling for this. It's getting better. And there are certainly things to sort of talk about as far as how it can be employed, because it can be used to trick people. It can be used to circumvent people doing their jobs. And those are the places to talk about it. And you went right to the scriptures.
Yeah. Well, again, I mean, I think it's so easy to miss the main point that a lot of these things in life, you know, like whether it's, like I said, whether it's a scalpel or a knife or, you know, whatever instrument, a tool that it is, that very tool can be used for good and it can be used for bad. And I think I love your point of a vocation, right? And so the tool in the hand of the vocation of a doctor is a righteous and good thing because it blesses your neighbor. But in the wrong hands, it can destroy a neighbor. And the same thing with AI. You know, as I was looking at some of the stuff with AI, it's going to be a huge blessing as far as being able to, I mean, just as far as the components of medications, you know, how many times I've seen parishioners where they're actually sick because medications, you know, bumping into each other. But once you have AI, it's going to be able to synthesize and help, you know, be more efficient and effective on that. So we could say, well, God be praised for that, that we're going to have, you know, people not being sick from those kind of things. That's going to be helping out. And then all the other things that come with it. But then right alongside of it, people are going to be using AI with that evil heart, the intentions of the heart, and then taking that to pervert it for their own sinful gain. And that's really, I mean, that's with everything. Really, that's with ultimately everything in life. You know, you can have two sides of it. And I think, so then the question then, what does Jesus say about AI? I think maybe we have to be careful. What do I say about AI, or what does the listener say about AI, or whatever it might be? And most of the time, we will have a negative or positive opinion on a thing, depending whether or not it has blessed us or abused us. If it's abused us, then we typically will say, well, then therefore it's evil. Well, okay, we have to clarify. Perhaps the tool was used for evil intentions that did wound and hurt, but that's maybe not always the case. And so I guess the question would be then is, you know, what does Jesus say about AI? I would say, I don't know if he'd even commented, except for the fact that he would go right to the heart, you know, right to the heart. And then I would assume that we look at this when AI is used to bless a neighbor, we could all say what? God be praised.
God be praised.
But when it's used to steal and destroy or take from our neighbor, then Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy. Yeah, it's great to sort of do this, but it's also a thing that we do with idolatry in general, is that we ascribe personhood to things, and then we start to worship it. And before AI, we have done this with so many other things, so much so that even when Jesus talks about wealth in this world, he personifies it and he calls it for what it is. He calls it mammon. And it's just this thing that sinners will always do, is we will take a thing and we'll start to worship it as a giver of gifts, as a god. And so can AI become an idol? I think the answer is absolutely.
Oh yeah.
But understood in its right place, though, then it's not any more powerful than anything else in creation, even if it can generate minion pastures, which is fantastic. I'm here for the internet jokes, thanks to AI. It's made a lot of people's jobs there a lot easier. But to sort of keep it where it is inside of God's law and gospel, it's a good way to sort through not just this, but anything, because we tend to actually address the Ten Commandments sinfully in the same ways over and over again with new different things, even though it's the same old sin. And God continues to point us towards righteousness in the law, fulfilled in Christ over and over again. And that's a good path.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm just trying to think another angle to look at this. I think we have covered that, you know, it's all the heart that the sin comes. And so the human heart can take a wonderful gift and pervert it. You've also hit on this idea of vocation. That's when it's used in a proper vocation, it can be wonderful, but when it's used outside of a godly vocation, then it can be very, very detrimental. But I mean, that's all of life. I mean, as far as, you know, whatever it may be, the thing may be. And so I would say that we want to encourage those that are listening, we got to be careful. Again, we don't want to go in that pendulum back and forth and enter into these fruitless, you know, arguments back and forth that are debating. We got to make the main thing. Well, I mean, just imagine going back several, you know, decades ago and talking about social media. You know, I'll be the first to say that social media has been a profound blessing. Like, just what are we doing right here, right now?
Right.
You know,
yes.
Just by using this, I'm here up in the, you know, right by Canada. It's blazing cold outside. And all of a sudden, through a couple little wires, you and I are talking about the gospel and talking about God's word. And then a couple clicks, we put it online and people get to hear about it. We say, God be praised. That's beautiful. It's wonderful. It's great. And at the same time, people are perverting the use of the internet all the time. And the same thing with social media. There's a catch-22 on it. And the catch-22 always comes back to the human heart and all of these things. And so when it comes to AI, we need to repent. And at the same time with the human heart, with the AI, we need to say, God be praised for another gift to bless my neighbor.
Absolutely. So to parse through this, then, instead of looking at the thing itself, look at how you're using it in light of the Ten Commandments. So are you using AI to make a joke with your pastor? Well, God be praised. That's cool. That's fine. Are you using AI to cheat on a test? Are you using AI to tell lies about your neighbor? Are you using AI to trick people? Repent. But the thing wasn't the AI. The thing was actually the commandment.
Yeah. And so, and I think when you divorce it from you know, I think we divorce it from the Ten Commandments. And then what you said is when we create an idol, once we make it into an idol, you're either going to have people that are going to fear, love, and trust that version of the idol or despise that idol. And so again, we got to call it for what it is. It's nothing more than just a tool in of itself and keep in its proper perspective. And when it's used for our neighbor, to bless our neighbor and help us in our vocations, God be praised.
Amen. Pastor, thanks so much.
Yeah, it's good to see you, Harrison.
You too.